Slowing it down. That's Chapel Rowan on a fresh Friday, 8 minutes past eight, and you are on 88 FM, tuned in, ready to rock on a Friday, and ready for the weekend, which means that, hey, I think we can call it, we can say that it starts now, and we're going to set the scene and give you the vibe that you need for a, not just a Friday, but a special kind of Friday, a fra-fra Friday. What am I talking about here? There's a new radio feature that we're kicking off today. And in the studio with me, a lady who I've chatted to, in fact, on this radio station before. But now we're going to be having, it's not just like me interviewing her. She's bringing some cool stuff to the table today. And Sinead Cotton is in the house on a wet, grey, rainy Friday. Yes. But she's bringing the sunshine. How you doing, Sinead?
I'm doing amazing. Hello there, Mike. And good morning, Bolito. It is a vra Friday.
So it's vra with a V.
V-R-A-H.
With a F. Okay, vra.
Yeah.
Get it ready. Get it right. Now, for those who are wondering, what is a vra Friday? And what is this radio concept, this Friday feeling that we're going to be kicking off today and hopefully bringing it back on a weekly basis. Give me the rundown.
I will give you the tea. If you have seen our post on Instagram on Life and Style on Instagram, you will see that myself and Mike are having a vra Friday on Fridays at 8 a.m. until 8:30. Now, vra, it's not just a word, it's a vibe, it's a feeling. And on this gloomy, rainy Friday morning, it's exactly what I'm going to bring to the table. Mike, you bringing the vra?
I'm bringing one of the vras.
One of the vras.
I'll bring
the second
one.
Vra. There we go. We're going to bring you good music, amazing vibes. And I'm here to keep you in the loop. I want to make sure that you are up to date on all trends. You know, when your kids come home and they're telling you about this artist and what they saw on TikTok and what happened on Instagram and you're like, what are you talking about?
You're going to go.
I'm keeping you in the loop, so you are always in the know. And we're going to make this Friday to be done.
Okay, so we're gonna spin a little tune, and then we're going to crack this thing open and put a spotlight on something unique, an upcoming event.
It's a trend that's been taking South Africa and the world by storm, actually. If you haven't heard about this trend, I'm going to be pleasantly surprised, but I'm going to fill you in. So don't even stress about it. Let's get into our first tune. This has been a cracker on social media, Sabrina Carpenter. Have you heard of her?
I mean, you would have to be living under a rock, I think, or really be out of touch to have not heard of Sabrina Carpenter. She's having a massive moment right now.
Yeah.
And here she is.
It's even better than mine. How you pick me up? next week.
Lush vocals of Sabrina Carpenter, Bed Cam. 14 minutes past 8 o'clock on a Friday, and we're getting back into the vra vra with Sinead Cotton, still in the house.
Absolutely, we are here, we are feeling the vibes. That was an amazing song, but I think we should jump right into the trending topic of the week, the hot topic of the week. Have you heard? Do you know what it is?
Are we going in a local direction? It's like proudly South African direction.
Of course. It's Heritage Month. The Heritage Day is on the 24th of September. So what greater way than to talk about one of our very own, Tyler?
She is our Grammy-winning superstar at
the moment. She is our star at the moment. She is not only taking South Africa and Africa by storm, but on an international stage, she is ruffling some feathers.
In a good way, or like stepping on toes kind of way.
I feel like some people want to debate that fact, but South Africans have her back. Let's get into the topic on Tyler. If you have been anywhere on social media, you would have seen the buzz around Tyler. She sings that song, Water. If you don't know Water,
there was a whole viral dance, TikTok dance that went along with it.
100%.
She the first South African. She won the first Grammy in a new category, right?
That's right.
Emerging African talent, right?
How amazing can you be that they actually create a category for you to win an award? And that's what she had done. She really has marked the stage for South Africans and South African musicians. And she went a step further. This week, she won a VMA award, the first South African to win a VMA award.
The Video Music Award.
Video Music Award, yes. This is really popular. And she also even stated that as a child, she would watch the Video Music Awards live on television, dreaming to be on that stage. And she did it.
Yo.
But there was a little bit of controversy around it.
Well, it always is, hey? Has to be. So what's the story? Why? What?
So she had won an award for Afrobeats music genre.
Okay.
And in her speech, she was very proud, accepting the award, sharing her excitement. But she went on to clear the fact that she represents Amapiano.
Oh, yes. Okay, so that's our uniquely South African musical genre, subgenre. And so she doesn't see herself as an Afrobeats artist.
No, she really did respect the artists in that category, the Afrobeats artists, and she gave them credit where credit was due. However, she laid the cards on the table, and in her speech, she had said that she represents Amapiano, and Americans and some international artists were not happy about the fact that she also asked someone on stage to hold her award because she said it was quite heavy and she couldn't handle it. So people started calling her an uppity African. That is the phrase that ruffled people's feathers.
Hashtag uppity African.
Hashtag uppity African.
Are you a hashtag uppity African this morning? Who's going to claim that? How do you feel today on a scale of 1 to uppity African?
Is it 1? Is it rah, rah? Are you all the way in the uppity African? Now, they had posted, someone had posted a tweet labeling her as an uppity African. And the intent was for it to be an insult. But as South Africans, we've taken it as a compliment.
So I'm sure now a whole legion of new memes that have been bouncing around with people owning the uppity African tag.
100%. If you have Showmax, if you are live streaming any of your movies or your series on Showmax, Showmax has actually created a genre specifically paying respects to Tyler.
Yeah.
Hashtag uppity African.
Oh, there's a category.
Honoring Tyler, yes.
A curated selection of uppity African entertainment. That's cool.
Yes. So we are definitely celebrating local. Local is lekker. And one thing about South Africans, we need to understand that we are diverse. Mm. From our music, we have Amapiano, house, Pura music, hip-hop, rap, like the genres are endless and it's all about you sharing what is your vibe.
Well, shall we share some Tyler vibes?
I think we should share some uppity African Tyler vibes.
Some
up in here.
Uppity African, or as she calls herself in this song, a pretty girl from Joburg.
Exactly. Hey. Let's go. Original girl, you want a replica? No. Smoothie, no regular, degular. No. For real, I'm pretty from a cellular. No. You don't say you're hot. No. They never had a pretty girl from Joburg to me now, and that's what they prefer. I don't touch no wheel, cause I got a chauffeur. First class, how I get around the world. Just miss me with the drama, unless you call me with the commas. Or DJ turn the sound up, cause we about to pour the rounds up. From Jersey to Ibiza, they say it doesn't get sweeter. Feel my body. Jump, 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 dum, 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 back it up, up. You know I love to make it jump, 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 jump. You know I love to make it jump, 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 dum, 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 back it up, up. You know I love to make it. Only gotta make a call and I'm here. Sound of Tyler with Gunna and Skillabang. Jump in into your Friday morning and melting into a little Mikasa, keeping the local flavor flowing on a Friday morning. It's Radio Life and Style, live from the heart of Balito. And right now, a chance for you to do a little jiga. I'll be right back with some Vra Vra Friday and a trending topic of the week. If you've been feeling demure, if you're wondering what that's all about, if you've been hearing it and seeing it bouncing around, well, stay tuned. Shanae's got the tea to spill on that one.
classical sounds from Mikasa on your local station. It's Radio Life and Style on a Friday morning, 24 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. And we're back in with a vroom. Shanae Carton taking you into the weekend and giving you the scoop on some stuff that is trending right now. Some ripples that are being made in the world of the social media and just the digital headspace in general. Where are we going, Shanae, with what trends are on your radar at the moment?
Well, this trend has really been trending for maybe 3 weeks now.
Okay, so it's not like it's just happened, but for
it's
some...
It's gone super viral.
Even if you are the kind of person that typically doesn't pick up on these things, by now you've probably bumped up against it, even without really knowing it. Because people are making... I mean, it's being woven into ad campaigns now. Celebrities are jumping on the bandwagon. What is it? Where does it come from? How did it get going? Why should we know about it?
I'm going to give you all of the tea. I mean, we are even changing our lifestyles just to be in line with this viral trend. And it's very demure, very cutesy, very mindful. Hashtag demure has been trending. This trend has been created by a TikTok viral creator called Julie Annie, at Julie Annie. And Julie Annie began this really fun and really quirky concept where she would go online and talk about how she is demure, how she is cutesy. Now, if you look up the definition of the word demure, it's an adjective. It means you are reserved, you are modest, and you're a little bit shy.
But it's a word that wasn't really in common usage, everyday vocab. It seems like a little bit of an outdated or an old-timey adjective. I don't know. It really has now popped back up, and it's ironic, right?
It's got a life of its own. I mean, as an online English teacher, I had to look up that word. Like, what is demure? Oh my goodness. And yeah, she started these viral videos talking about how she is living a demure life. She's not doing too much. She's just doing enough to live the best life that she could possibly live. And in doing that, she's created this viral trend where not only TikTok fans and TikTok users are implementing, but businesses are becoming more demure. I mean, husbands and wives are becoming a little bit more mindful. People in the workplace are dressing up and they are cutesy. We are doing the things to make the vrah to be done in our lives.
What do you think the benefits of adopting a demure, mindful and cutesy outlook and attitude are? Do you think you got more chance of moving up in the workplace? Do you think
100%.
You got more chance of people wanting to be your friend?
Yes. They say you should dress for the job that you want, not the job that you have. So if you wake up with a hashtag mindful, hashtag demure mentality, you're going to show up in your vibe, in your dress code, and people are going to start noticing you.
Okay.
Let me tell you.
But you're kind of carrying yourself with grace and with
yes.
a sort of calm, cool, and collected
energy. Very modern.
Energy.
Very reserved. You're not doing too much. You're not too loud, but you are loud enough
okay.
for the right people to notice you. So
quiet confidence.
Exactly. I love that. Quiet confidence. And I'm working on balancing my work and life balance a little bit more, being mindful, hashtag That's very mindful.
Very mindful, very demure.
Yes. So I've got some hobbies that I'm trying to implement into my daily life to be hashtag mindful. I want to spend time in nature, go on a hike, especially out in Belito. There's so many amazing places to go hiking.
Yeah.
How are you being mindful, Mike?
Right now, I'm very present right now. I'm listening to everything that you're saying. And
you're taking in the trends.
Like the mindful and the demure, I get it. The cutesy, that's a little bit harder to sort of like what... I'm trying to work out how you would integrate cutesy into your... Maybe that's a wardrobe thing. I don't know.
Yes, but dressing your best, looking your best.
Okay, that's very cutesy. Very mindful. Very demure. Hashtag. Use it. try and work it into conversation maybe around the braai this weekend. Mm-hmm. Be very demure. Be mindful.
100%. So I want to know if you guys can hop onto our WhatsApp. We do have a WhatsApp line. You can let us know, how are you being hashtag demure? How are you being hashtag cutesy? Or are you going to be practicing some mindfulness this weekend? Are you going to have a hashtag demure Friday? You can hit us up on our WhatsApp line on 071-185-1471. That is 071-185-1471. Myself and Mike would love to know how you are being hashtag demure or whatever.
Hey, and look at that. DJ Kent has just jumped into the mix with Liquid Deep. Very, very demure track on a fresh Friday. It's called Top of the World. And top of the morning to you. If you're just tuning in, welcome to it. It's Radio Life and Style. Vra Vra Friday. Sinead Carton still in the house. And we'll give you a little sneak peek into where this segment is heading just after this one. Sounds from DJ Kent and Liquid Deep on Top of the World on a top-notch Friday morning, and bringing you back on the other side of 8:30 as we wrap up a Vra Vra Friday feature. Sinead Carton in the house with Mike in the morning on a Friday. And Sinead, it's been a fun little look at what's trending, what's happening in the world on a Friday. And where are we taking things with our next feature already? I'm excited for the next one.
I am so excited to talk about what is trending, what is happening. And what a great way to start the weekend by being in the loop. Especially if you're at the water cooler, maybe you're having a water cooler meeting with your colleagues. Talk about our trending topics. Tyler winning the VMAs. Hashtag demure. Hashtag cutesy. And I don't know about you, but I know that I cannot predict the upcoming trends of the week, but I'm so excited to see what it's about. Next week, Friday, I'll be here again, Miss Sinead Cotton, talking about all things trendy, how you can fit it into your lifestyle. Maybe you're a content creator too. You're making some TikToks, you're making some Instagrams, or you are running your own business and you want to keep your business in line with what is trendy. You're going to get the scoop and the tea here with myself and Mike.
And where, between today and next week, where can our listeners connect and find you on social media? Maybe they want to slide into the DMs and let you know what's trending, what's happening.
That's a great idea. If you find a trend or you have a trend that you've created, slide in my DMs on social media, TikTok and Instagram at Miss Nay Cotton. That is MissNayCotton. Let us know what's trending in your world, or predict next week's upcoming trends. And you might just get a shout out on the next Friday segment.
Hey, there we go. And just like that, we are into the Friday. We're into weekend mode.
Yeah.
And Sinead, thanks for kicking off a cool little thing on a Friday radio station.
Have a Friday.
You have a Friday, and we'll do it again next week. What do you say?
I'll see you next week.
Yep. Turn it up for your Friday. Playing up with one more local track from Malaika, Destiny.